Tourism represents 20% of Hawaii's economy and generates $1.8 billion in tax revenue. Hawaii Lodging and Tourism Association President and CEO Mufi Hanneman says the top priority for its 700 members is easing homelessness.
We as an industry have contributed $2 million over the past couple of years to combat the homelessness problem. And we recognize that government has a lot of requests, but they need to step up. Homelessness challenges in tourism-impacted areas will hurt our tourism economy.
Hanneman says two bills are being advanced by lawmakers to fund nonprofit social service organizations on all islands to address homelessness. Another priority for the HLTA is the collection of $25 to $30 million in room and general excise taxes from internet vacation rental companies like Airbnb. Senate President Ron Cochi says talks are ongoing with the administration.
A bill is still moving, and I don't think it'll do us much good to still try and push a bill that the governor doesn't support. It gets vetoed. We don't collect the revenue, and you still face competitors on an uneven playing field.
HLTA's third priority is passage of a bill to create an independent corporation to oversee the state airports division. Airports currently receive most of their funding from airlines and concession operators, but must go through the legislature for project approvals. Department of Transportation Director Ford Fuchikami says the airlines, lawmakers, and tourism officials support the bill.
Our project going on right now is about a $2.7 billion project, and we think that this thing can move along much quicker if we didn't have to go through the legislative process. And there's nothing wrong with the legislative process. Unfortunately, the legislature is only in session 5 months out of the year. So outside of those 5 months, we cannot do anything.
Fuchikami says airport modernization projects could be processed more efficiently. Meanwhile, Senate Tourism Committee Chair Glenn Wakai says the legislature is currently reviewing hundreds of competing bills targeting parts of the state's $14 billion budget.
This is going to be one of those years where there's so many tax increase initiatives, in my opinion, just too many bites at the apple here. And we as a business community have to try to at least maintain status quo. We're not going to go in the opposite direction of lowering taxes, but we certainly should be pushing away tax increase discussions.
For HLTA's Hanneman, part of the state's funding should go to the largest revenue generator.
The state is allocating more and more dollars every year for homelessness challenges. Just take a little bit of that and put it in those areas where they can identify that partner that can help with the homeless challenges where tourists are going to be affected by it.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.